You have changed some since we saw you back in Minneapolis. I'll allow you that much. But I also want to tell you, we haven't forgotten for a second what you did to our son. Not a day goes by that we don't think back to when you assaulted Peter. None of our lives will ever be the same again. Cole lowered his head. I don't like the idea of Peter being here one bit, Mr. Driscoll continued. We would never have forced him to come up here like this if we thought there was any other choice. After his second suicide attempt, Garvey convinced us that Peter needs to face you or be haunted by his memories the rest of his life. Mr. Driscoll poked a stiff finger at Cole's chest. If you do anything to hurt our son now, God help me, you'll go to jail until you rot. Do you understand me? Cole nodded. Mr. Driscoll, this island can help Peter. I know you still don't trust me, but that's the truth. I've warned you, Mr. Driscoll said as he turned and headed for the boat. Cole returned to the cabin.
What did Mr. Driscoll have to say? Edwin asked.
He just wished me a good day, said Cole, avoiding Edwin's eyes.
Yeah, I'll bet he did.
He has a right to be mad at me, said Cole. Edwin set his cup on the table and headed out the door.
Stay up here in the cabin until we're gone, he said. I'm leaving the skiff with Garvey in case you have any problems.
Cole watched through the window as everyone crawled into the skiff. Peter remained sitting on the shore. As Garvey motored out to the trawler, Peter glanced fearfully over his shoulder as if he thought someone might attack him. Even after Garvey returned to shore, Peter remained sitting by the water, staring at the trawler motor from the bay. Garvey returned to the cabin. Cole got up from his seat by the window and went to the cooler. There were only 4 candy bars left. He picked out a Snickers bar and started out the door.
Where are you going? Asked Garvey.
I have to try something, Cole said. He walked slowly down across the rocks toward Peter. When he was 20 feet away, the sound of his footsteps made Peter look up.
Stay away from me! Peter screamed, scrambling to get up.
Cole backed away. Peter, I'm not going to hurt you. He held out the candy bar. I just brought you this.
Get away!
Peter screamed again. Cole crouched and set the Snickers bar on a rock, then turned and retreated to the cabin. He sat down again by the window.
Give him time, said Garvey.
During the next half hour, Peter glanced at the candy bar several times, but didn't move toward it. Finally, Cole pulled out his schoolwork and began working on his math. After a full hour, he rocked back in the chair and rubbed at his eyes.
How are my parents? He asked.
Garvey set down a book he was reading and looked up.
Your mother's doing great and sends her love. Your father has filed a lawsuit to have the abuse charges against him dropped. He's also filed for your custody.
You mean he wants to take me away from my mom?
I think it's a matter of pride.
He thinks he can always get his way and doesn't want anyone or anything to win out over him. Cole traced the eraser of his pencil across the table.
I used to be like that. I know you did.
Do you think he'll win? Asked Cole. Garvey shook his head.
Over my dead body.
Cole set down his pencil. I haven't talked to you in a long time, he said.
Thanks for standing by me and for everything else you've done. How can I ever pay you back?
Garvey pointed toward the shore.
Pay me back by not giving up on Peter.
Cole looked out the window and saw that Peter was still sitting on the shore, but the Snickers bar was gone. Cole smiled. I won't give up on him. When another 2 hours passed without Peter moving, Garvey went out to talk to him. Even after coaxing, Peter refused to enter the cabin until Cole had left and set up a tent nearly 100 yards away. All afternoon, Cole sat in the tent. After dark, Garvey brought out some hot supper.
How long do I have to stay out here? Cole asked, shivering as he wolfed down the warm food. How long does somebody stay scared when they've been beaten senseless?
Garvey asked bluntly.
Good night.
Cole watched Garvey return to the warm cabin. Garvey and Peter were sleeping, warm and comfortable, in a cabin he had made with his own 2 hands. Here he was, sleeping in a leaky tent in the drizzling wind. Instead of starting a fire in the pit,
Cole crawled into his sleeping bag and went to sleep early.